Jerry Bader Show 950. All right, I played the audio from a video of a whiny crybaby. Scott Walker is still the American dream. Liberal union hack, which is being used by, being used in a race in Canada. Apparently there's a Scott Walker-like candidate that the Liberals are trying to attack up there. Now, Jason received a call. We'll see if Todd is still there. He called us cowards, saying we hide behind microphones. I'm right here, and I go out and I speak. I don't hide behind anything. Todd apparently was reluctant to come on and didn't want to tell Jason from where he is. So let's see if Todd is still there. Todd, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jerry.
Go ahead,
you
Todd.
Bet I'm here.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I just want to say, for starters, I think that you're pretty big on the name-calling and stuff. I think it's uncalled for. These are serious issues, and other people do have points of view that differ from yours. It doesn't always need to be about name-calling. But what I would like to know is, where does it end for conservatives? I mean, if, for starters, you don't want people to be unemployed, so then they get a job. If they're a union job, you don't like that. If they work
that's
for the state,
true.
That's not good enough
that's
either.
Not true.
I mean, at what point, Jerry, do you think that is it okay for people to have a living without somebody coming in and judging them upon what they do? I feel like the state may need engineers and IT people more than I need radio talk show hosts, just for an example.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. That's fine, Todd. I understand you're a liberal and you wish we would all
I'm
go
not
away.
I'm a liberal, Jerry.
No, you are too. No, you're not going to do that. Don't lie. Do not lie, because then I'm going to get hacked off at you. You are a liberal. Now, I'm going to respond to what you said. I have no problems with people who work for the state. That's absolutely necessary work, Todd, and that's fine. You can have that job. But this gravy train in Illinois and California and Michigan, Detroit, other states are dealing with it. We can't artificially support the type of gravy benefits that they have received. And what she is paying extra money for now is the gravy benefits that we can't get in the private sector. A lot of people can't. If the state can't afford what she was getting anymore, just the way private sector employers can't afford to pay what they couldn't during the recession, then you have to improve yourself. Todd, I learned this the hard way. If you don't like your lot in life, it's not your employer that has to change. It's you that has to change. You may
not
respond.
Saying that, but what Scott Walker did is wealth distribution by the book. He took away contracts from one group of people and then gives it back to his constituents in the form of tax cuts on the election year. It's a plain wealth distribution.
Of course it isn't. No, it is not. Wealth redistribution is when you take income that is paid in taxes and give it to other people. What Scott Walker did is realize government had to run more lean and more efficiently. And yes, as a result of that, and government is still running just fine, it ran more effectively, so he had tax money to give back to everyone. And everyone has benefited from those taxes. It's not redistribution if everybody benefits, Todd.
The election, but not everybody agrees.
What was, say that again?
I said that it's going fine by your point of view, and you've won this series of elections, so it's going well for you, but not everybody agrees.
Okay, those who had to now live in reality don't agree, but are you saying government is running less efficiently?
What's that?
Okay, those who have, see, you shouldn't talk when I'm talking, Todd, because then you're not on the air. Okay, when I say it's working, I'm saying government is working just fine, but more efficiently. I understand the people who have lost money don't see it that way. Are you saying government doesn't run more efficiently now, as efficiently?
Not for all people. And if you're one of the people that did lose the money, no, it's not.
Well, no, but the government, that's not the government running inefficiently, Todd. People, you don't think people in the private sector have taken a major hit in the recession?
And you complain, that's a legitimate complaint.
Well, no, but Todd, they are, look, you don't think people in the private sector had to bite the bullet as a result of the downturn? Why shouldn't people in government?
Yeah, and we bailed out those bank CEOs.
No, Todd, I'm talking about the rank-and-file worker who's laid off and fired. Why should the public employee not deal with the same thing?
Thing in favor of a union worker somehow, you know, we're not...
No, Todd, I'm not talking about the big banks. I'm talking about people in the private sector who have had wage reductions or lost their jobs. Why should public employees have protections private sector workers don't?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, Jerry. I'm just saying you are demonizing, and your whole profession of conservative cabal is demonizing a whole group.
No, I'm not demonizing. There are very good public workers. Absolutely. But the reality is they are whiny crybabies because they won't accept the fact that they have to give up something that the private sector never had, and the private sector has made great sacrifices during the downturn. All right, Todd, I think I gave Todd plenty of time, and I tried to be fair with him. Let's go to Dakota in central Wisconsin. Dakota, go ahead.
Yeah, I used to work for the Department of Corrections, and I think it's kind of ironic that this lady's complaining because I worked for them and I had the great health benefits, and then I got hurt and Scott Walker got rid of light duty in the Department of Corrections. That being said, I found a new job. I make less money now than I did then, and yet I put in for the same benefits she got and I did not get them, but I'm not complaining to Scott Walker for it. That's my own prerogative.
Well, and that's the Todd, you know, people like Todd, is he just doesn't understand that it can't be afforded. And those who were getting it, Dakota, refuse to accept that it cannot be afforded. That's thanks a lot for the call. That's why, yes, I do call them whiny crybabies. Scott Walker stole her American dream. The American dream is not a taxpayer-funded job. It is. It's the antithesis of the American dream. I got a lot of emails on this. I don't know. Just check. Let's check a couple of these. Government liberals don't care about the private sector. Hi, Jerry. In my view, teachers, not all, but a lot, are the very worst complainers. Wow, this woman's in corrections. They don't care how bad the private sector. Pay high wages just because you have a degree. This is from the letter to the editor. Really, what that comes down to is now the private sector has to subsidize kids who want college and got a useless degree, which is another way to keep paying for education, even if it's useless. Whether it's this Leah Lipska or the letter to the editor writer, they don't understand that income comes with the value of the service provided. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.